or, at best, the wasting of the richest part of her life upon a husband who was half-steel, rubber, and phenyline plastic. Red, in particular, was much too splendid a person to be let in for anything like that. But hold on, Jetback! What made him think he rated any such girl? That there was even a possibility, especially in view of the way he had behaved while under her care in base hospital, that she would ever feel like being anything more to him than a strictly impersonal nurse? Probably not. He had Clono's own gadolinium guts to think that she would marry him under any conditions, even if he made a full power dive at her. Just the same, she might. Look at what women did fall in love with sometimes. So he'd never make any kind of a dive at her, no, not even a pass. She was too sweet, too fine, too vital a woman to be tied to any space louse. She deserved happiness, not heartbreak. She deserved the best there was in life, not the worst. The whole love of a whole man for a whole lifetime, not the fractions which were all that he could offer any woman. As long as he could think a straight thought, he wouldn't make any motions toward spoiling her life. In fact, he hadn't better see Reddy again. He wouldn't go near any planet she was on, and if he saw her out in space, he'd go somewhere else at 100 parsecs an hour. With a bitter imprecation, Kinnison sprang out of his bunk, hurled his half-smoked cigarette at an ashtray, and strode toward the control room. The ship he rode was one of the patrol's best. Superbly powered for flight, defense, and offense, she was withal a complete space laboratory and observatory. And her personnel, over and above her regular crew, was as varied as her equipment. She carried 10 lensmen, a circumstance unique in the annals of space, even for such a troubleshooting battle wagon as the Dauntless was. And a scientific staff which was practically a cross-section of the Tree of Knowledge. She carried Lieutenant Peter Van Buskirk and his company of Valerian Wildcats, Warsel of Valantia, and 60 of his reptilian kinsmen, Tregonsi, the blocky Regellian lensman, and 12 or so of his fellows, Master Technician Laverne Thorndyke, and his crew. She carried 3 Master Pilots, Prime Base's best, Henderson, Schermerhorn, and Watson. The Dauntless was an immense vessel. She had to be, in order to carry, in addition to the men and the things requisitioned by Kinnison, the personnel and the equipment which Port Admiral Haynes had insisted upon sending with him. "But great Clono, Chief, think of what a hole you're making in Prime Base if we don't get back," Kinnison had protested. "You're coming back, Kinnison," the Port Admiral had replied gravely. "That is why I'm sending these men and this stuff along, to be as sure as I possibly can that you do come back."